So the 802.4 went on to waste millions and millions of dollars and crash and burn immediately. The token ring was a bit more successful, but eventually succumbed, and Ethernet in the end won as a result of all that. During that time, I learned that professors could be bought because IBM and General Motors needed to show people that Ethernet didn't work. So they went out and they paid money to professors to write papers that were horseshit, proving that Ethernet did not work. Now, we had hundreds of them in operation working just fine. But when a professor from a yet an unnamed university writes a paper, I don't want to dredge that all up. Anything. If you're listening, professor,
the first initial.
That guy, a very well-respected man, was paid by IBM to write papers to attack my baby, and I'll never forget him. Forgive him for it. And he wasn't the only one. There were a lot of them. But it was, as I say, there's no getting around it. It was just hard scrabble competition. The best man won. Ethernet won out in the end. So that was the standard, and then it was the company. In 79, I left Xerox to pursue entrepreneurial ambitions, came to MIT, spent 79 here as a consultant to MIT. Mm-hmm. And there I fell into a nest full of token ring people. MIT was a token ring shop.
Okay.
And but as a result of that, created the deck. In my wanderings and consultancies related to all that, managed to put Deck Intel and Xerox together and get that standards effort going. And as the standards effort was going, I then went to the venture capital community in Silicon Valley and said, you should fund me to start a company to exploit the new standard that's certain to result from this collaboration among Deck Intel and Xerox and standardization through Project 802. Which they did. So 3Com was founded on June 4th, 1979. And I stayed there through 1990. I have a virus. That's a virus. Let's hope it's not deleting everything every time that goes on. If you don't mind, I'm going to tell.
Yeah, I think you can probably...
There's a flock of companies founded in 1979 related to local area networking.
Mm-hmm.
3Com was first, but days later, SciTech was founded, and a month later, Ungerman Bass was founded. And those were the first three, and then many, many others after that. And we bought, Interland,
mm-hmm.
a little while after that, and Interland, so we ended up fighting. It was really fierce. And there's a book about this. It's a book about the history of Ethernet. I think I don't have it here. But anyway, the beauty of this book is it very accurately retells the story of the fierce competition among all the companies that cropped up around Ethernet, of which 3Com was only one.
Mm.
But 3Com prospered in the here's a story. In 1981, we came across a company called Seek Technology, S-E-E-Q, that makes chips, or made chips, startup making chips. Hold on just a second.
Oh, sir.
Are you familiar with this bolt of lightning sound that comes out of computers?
I can't say.
I wish I could remember the name of this book, but it's about Ethernet, and it should be easy to find. Do you know that we had this 30th anniversary celebration at Xerox Park?
I don't know that I did.
So on the actual day, May 23rd, 2003, we celebrate the 30th anniversary of the invention of Ethernet, and all the old-timers came out. Many of the giants showed up, including Paul Barron and Larry Roberts and Bob Kahn and Pitzer, they were all there. And that book was present at the meeting that described this hard-fought battle through the 80s, mostly, of the many companies organized to promote this Ethernet and Internet thing. But I was going to tell you a story. I was about to tell you a story.
Oh, yes, in 82. So we found Seek Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And in the conversations with them, it happened that we figured we could build an Ethernet chip. Now, Intel was off trying to build an Ethernet chip.
Right.
But there was no sign of there ever being finished. And we were a little company and ambitious. And so Seek said, well, why don't you help us design this chip since you're the Ethernet experts, and then you can sell it. So we helped them design the chip, and they were off designing it. And so then we had to, what are we going to do with this chip? When we get it, what product are we going to bring to market?
Mm.
So we went to three big vendors. We went to Apple and said, you need Ethernet for your personal computers. And they said, you're right. So here's a contract. We would like you to build 30 of them. And it's a $3 million. I forget the numbers, but a big deal for us.
Mm-hmm.
And DEC said, well, we're an Ethernet company, but you're a dirtball little company. So we're going to have to think about it for a really, really long time. And IBM said, screw you, we're doing the token ring. So we set out to build the Apple thing, and we eventually did build it, and we sold them to Apple, and they're all in the bottom of the bay in San Francisco right now because no one ever bought them because it was a completely stupid idea. We did exactly what Apple wanted, which was to build a box to which they could connect Apple IIs and Apple IIIs. They didn't have Macintoshes yet. And the box was about the same size as an Apple II or an Apple III. It was just not a good proposition. They should have taken our advice and asked us to build them a card, but they didn't have a really good option slot for cards. So the vendor who said yes was a dead end. DEC jerked us around for 2 years, during which time they taught us how to manufacture things. Because they kept sending armies of guys to see if we could manufacture this card
mm-hmm.
of sufficient volume and quantity and quality and repeatability and serviceability and everything that they needed in order to have a product. They taught us how to run a factory. They'd say, we'd like to meet your statistical quality control engineer. Howard, go hire a statistical quality control engineer. So we built a great factory in response, and in the end, DEC decided to build it wrong. And they eventually did, 2 years after we had ours ready to go. So they lost 2 years in the marketplace, and that was the beginning of the end. Well, it took them another decade before the end really came. IBM had told us to go away, so we were free to do whatever the hell we wanted for IBM PC. So we built the card to go in the IBM PC, and that was the one. We shipped it in September. They announced the IBM PC in August of 81, and we shipped the first Etherlink, the first Ethernet for a personal computer, in September of 82. And until then, we'd been selling hundreds of boards per month to Sun Microsystems. Hundreds. We started shipping those Etherlinks, and
mm-hmm.
I think 3Com makes several million per month now. So it took off. We were public. We got to go public because of this. It's an exhilarating time. When people want what you got,
mm-hmm.
it's really fun. So the company just went like this. So we were public, and we went public in March of 84 and kept growing still way beyond. By 1990, it was time for me to retire. I became a journalist.
Mm-hmm.
A journalist for 10 years, and then I became a venture capitalist, and here I am now. So that completes that story.